7 minutes past seven. Welcome back to Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV and Red Energy, of course, born and bred in Melbourne. Scoop, that's Red Energy.
I was thinking in the news, Jared, when you think of the best rookies to come through the system in recent times,
yep.
Who do you think of?
Like, I think Dean of Cox.
Dean Cox, Luke Bruce. Was Luke Parker a rookie? Is that right?
No, Luke Parker was picked. Was it pick 36, something like that?
Kieran
Jack
was
a
rookie.
Yeah, he was a funny sort of rookie, but he was certainly a rookie.
Well, the man that's joining us on the line now is 160 games into his AFL career.
He's no longer a rookie.
He was a rookie, though.
Was he?
He was pick 5 in the rookie draft back in 2011. He's now a two-time All-Australian and a Best and Fairest winner.
Yes, we've had this chat before. He's a fantastic player, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Rory. Scoop's just giving you a nice old pump up, so we'll start with that. I was actually talking to a bloke last night at a dinner. I was at his son missed out in the draft, and that must be something that gives every young kid a kick in the guts. But as you and many, many others have shown, it's really only a lack of persistence, if you're good enough, that prevents you from making the grade.
Yeah, you're spot on. And as you sort of alluded to, I was in that exact same position. And I think if you speak to a lot of the young draftees now, as soon as you get through the doors of an AFL club, it's sort of an even playing field, and you still work with the coaches exactly the same. There's no differential in the way people treat you, and in terms of being a rookie or being drafted, it's just a matter of actually working hard. And I just went in and tried to gain the respect of my peers. And, then you sort of... The only difference really is the length of your first contract. It was 1 year when I was... I don't really know what it is now, so I have 1 year to sort of prove it, which is, obviously a little bit more pressure than two. But I think that sort of also works in your favour because, you got to put your head down, your bum up straight away and just get to work. So, I was very fortunate to be able to stay in Adelaide, and as you said, I'm 10 years in, and hopefully some more to come.
What was it early days, Rory, do you think, or what were you told that you the reason that you weren't drafted ultimately?
Oh, I think I had a lot of, when I was drafted back in 2011, there was a lot of teams, including Adelaide, that were looking at, the really big, your Nat 5 kind of setups with, big inside midfielders, and I'm unfortunately not blessed with too much height, so I try to make it work. But that was a pretty big knock, and I think I hadn't really played SANFL footy either. I was just playing reserves at the time, and so I hadn't had the exposure to that. I had an okay 18s draft, 18s chance, I should say. Sorry. So there's probably a little bit of the unknown. So rookie list was a perfect fit for me, and it's worked out all right.
Have you suffered any heat over there in the pre-season? Because he's been it's officially the worst summer we've had on record.
Adelaide's actually been, this is easily the coldest one we've had. We've had a bit of rain, and so it's just starting to kick in now, though. We've had about a 30 and a 30, and we had a 35 today, so that was really enjoyable. When it gets to about 41, 42 on the weekend, so Saturday morning run will be... probably a bit of a grueling one, but knock on wood, we've sort of been pretty lucky with it so far, but around this time of year it picks up.
Did you struggle in the heat, Jared, when you played, or did you love it?
I sort of got used to the heat. I worked hard in the heat. I trained in the heat, waited for the heat of the day, and worked the old endurance. My best run in the heat did the bridge-to-bridge in Perth, Swan River bridge. I think it's about 12 k's in 40 degrees. So it was just one of those ones where you just had to do it to prove you could do it.
No,
it was horrible. It was horrible, but
doesn't sound great.
No, it wasn't great. No, it was shocking.
How do you handle the heat, Rory?
Oh, mate, I don't really know, to be honest. It does make it, as Jared would probably know, it does make it 5 to 7% harder, and over here in Adelaide, it's really dry heat, so you bounce and your oxygen intake is just a lot harder. And even today, we sort of did some match sim drills, and as much running as you can do outside of footy during your break. As soon as you start playing footy again, you can't train for it. It's just a matter of actually picking it up and finding your footy legs. And I'm doing that now, so the heat's making it just a bit harder.
So let's get down to on-field discussions. Darcy Fogarty has had a lot of reps. I think over the top raps from what I've perceived, but the one thing that Darcy is able to do, and that's kick. So if he gets the ball, he's going to be a player, but he's never looked fit enough to me. Doesn't look as if he works hard enough. And I was really, really pleased to see that he's taken whoever's given him the advice about his fitness on board.
The Rocket.
And he's actually, he's building a tank, and that's exactly what he needs to do. And that may give him a chance to be the superstar people claim he already is.
Yeah, mate, you're spot on. I think he's, you know, he's had a couple of years of trying to find his feet, and you know, the back end of last year, he was sort of up and around stoppages a bit more, and a bit more was called upon him for, you know, his running capacity. Yep. And you know, credit to him, and a lot of guys have sort of helped him. I know he lives in Texas Pocket, you know, on field stuff, and Tommy Lynch has been a big factor as well in terms of actually, you know, over the break, because we had an extended break, you know, with the off season, to actually just knuckle down and slim down a bit, because he's not, you know, your big typical centre-half forward that's, you know, Texas size. He's a bit smaller, so a bit more of a tank, you know, but he's thick and, you know, really strong and powerful. So it's a pretty dangerous mix if you can get it right. And I think he's, you know, he's running really well. I was, you know, a personal best in the 2K. And, you know, it's a matter of actually building from that and being consistent with his training over the next 6 or 7 weeks. And, you know, I think in comparison to where he's been in the past couple of years, I think he's, you know, in a really good spot to, you know, come out of the box firing.
When you say he did a personal best, well, that could be 1 second. How much of a personal best was it? Because I reckon he needs to train with the mids. That's the way to get yourself into a mind state that allows you to run.
Yeah, well, he wasn't with the mids, but he was definitely substantially better than what he'd run at. You know, 10 plus seconds more than what it was. So that's sort of giving him the confidence that he can actually come out there and do a bit more on the field. And it's not just about the quick bursts, it's, you know, it's the work rate that you have to have as a forward, because, you know, there's a lot of defenders that can, you know, have that running capacity. So I think the way his base is compared to what it has been is, you know, really encouraging. And, you know, if you can put it together for the next 6 or 7 weeks and keep training that and build on that, then you can, you know, probably see his potential and what he's got, you know, to bring to the field.
If you are going to make it, though, your young talls are the ones that it's going to be based on. You've got Mackesy. You've also got a bloke called Elliot Himmelberg, who, you know,
you love this guy.
I love his potential. Now, he's another one. If he's training the house down at this time of year, you've got yourself a player that could really make a statement. He may well become one of the great disappointments, but I tell you what, he could also be a hell of a player.
Mate, I think we saw a massive glimpse of that at the end of last year for the last 6 or 7 games, when he actually got a bit of continuity. And you know, it's a bit different for the past couple of years, where, you know, the age demographic of the group and the position that we were in after, you know, 2017, 2018, it was right in the premiership window. You know, obviously that didn't work out, but he was sort of in for a game, and, you know, you try and find your feet and you sort of, you know, your head spinning a little bit, and then you're out the next week and you're back for 2 games. And so they just made an emphasis of, you know, let's just keep playing him and see what he can do. And, you know, his lateral quickness and the way he reads the ball, and he's, you know, he's got a kind of a mixed package of what he can do as a key forward. And, you know, he's a smooth mover as well. And, yeah, as you said, he could be absolutely anything. So, you know, from what I've seen, you know, he's fit. You know, he's come back in good shape. And I think, you know, with a bit of renewed confidence in himself, I think, you know, the next step is, you know, right there.
And, Rory, what's been the biggest difference with the coach in the second preseason? Obviously hard coming in and try to change things all at once. What's been the biggest difference between this and 12 months ago for you?
Yeah, I think it's continuity in having the coach in the same game plan. Obviously with a new coach coming in, you've got to learn, you know, what they want to do and their philosophies, and, you know, how they, you know, look at the game and how they see the game and what they want to do as a team. And, you know, from what we had, you know, the continuity with Don Pike we had for, you know, 5 or 6 years, and a lot of senior players, you know, were still playing the way that, you know, was built into, you know, instincts and, you know, how we played for a long period of time. And it takes a little bit of time to change that. And so also last year didn't help that we sort of trained the whole summer and we played one game and then we went away for whatever it was, 5 or 6 weeks, and didn't get to train any of that. So that sort of hampered us a fair bit going back into the season, obviously with the on-field results and how it wasn't really gelling. But once we actually picked it up for the last five, six games, you know, we're really competitive and we, you know, we won a couple. So I think that's more, you know, the knowledge that the group has of what's going on and how we execute our game plan and what works is probably the biggest difference.
Now, I think you're entitled to get a promise, Rory, from the media.
Oh.
And that is, Scoop, you're going to lead this. You're going to give the promise that you won't use the four-letter word in 2021.
I haven't used it in a long time, and I know which four-letter word you're talking about, and I didn't think you needed to take the interview there at all.
Actually. I think we do. I think we do. We just don't need to. Do you reckon we'll hear the four-letter word this year?
Is it the one that starts with C?
That's the one, right, and ends in P and has got an M in the middle.
I'd be nice if that wasn't... That wasn't, you know, that head didn't poke up again. I'm looking at you, Sammy. So
it won't,
we'll
Rory.
We go.
It won't.
What we're going to do, we are going to get the microscope out each and every Monday, and we're just going to sit and have a season-long observation to see which person goes to the C word.
First.
All right.
First.
Okay. Right.
First. I reckon it might be done, but I'll share.
Already? Somebody's run it with it already.
No, I don't.
I'm saying I don't reckon anyone will say it. But actually, it might at some point. But if Sammy can promise, then we might be, you know, on the steadfast path that we're sweet.
You got 70% of the thing covered. Then.
Hey, I'm close to buying an Adelaide membership. I like what they're doing there.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
square up,
Rory. Great to have you on. Good luck in season 2021. Let's hope you shoot up the ladder and go back to where this team was a few years ago.
Yeah, mate. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on too. Appreciate it.
Rory Laird there, two-time All-Australian, one-time best and fairest winner.
And you keep forgetting international rules star.
Absolute star. Oh, you love the international. I forget about the international rules. Where do you think Adelaide will finish, Jared? Just give me a range.
Bottom six?
Bottom six.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll finish bottom, though. I think they'll bounce.
Yeah, I think North Melbourne have got... they've got a mortgage on the bottom.
A mortgage on it?
Yeah, they've got a mortgage. I mean,
jeez.
That doesn't mean they'll finish there, but they would be short price favourites at the bottom.
Harold Sun listening to this. Mortgage on the bottom is a good headline for News Corp. Mm. It's a good headline. Get better odds fast on the new Betfair app. You can gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. We're going to keep talking footy, but go from players to coaches next. The outgoing boss of the Coaches Association, Mark Brayshaw, to join us next.